Here's a quiz, a question that you can mull over during our next item. In a survey of 36,000 people in 47 countries that was organized by two public opinion firms, Environics International and Gallup International, there were only four countries where a majority said they thought their country was governed by the will of the people. Which four countries is the question you can think about. We're going to talk, meanwhile, with Doug Miller, who's the president of Environics International. He joins us from Toronto. What was the point of this survey, actually?
It's an independent poll that we do annually to take a look at some of the key issues that the world is wrestling with. And this year we focused on trust in institutions together with the people's views on what the most important issue facing the world was.
One institution, it seems, that wherever you go, at least in these 47 countries, doesn't enjoy terribly much trust, is the national legislature of that country.
Yes, it's one of the very disturbing and surprising findings of the study, that the central democratic institution in all of these countries was, of the 17 institutions that we tested people on, that was the one that they were least trustful of.
On the other hand, if you ask them, do you trust your military in your own country? Yes is the answer. A lot of people do.
In these uncertain times, we're in a wonky world, and people are looking to the armed forces for some stability.
And somewhere between parliaments and armies, where do multinational corporations fit in?
They're right near the bottom, down with large domestic companies, with Parliament or Congress at the bottom of the heap.
And the media?
The media, it's interesting. It's in the middle. They're right where people rate their governments. But it's only in North America and Western Europe that governments have more trust than the media. In all other regions of the world, the media there is actually trusted more than the national governments.
Something that might surprise some people in the United States is that the United Nations enjoys a great deal of trust, not just elsewhere in the world, but here too.
This is one of the very interesting findings of the research, yes. Actually, across the world, 55% have a lot of trust or some trust in the United Nations, and that number is 68% of Americans.
Your surveys seem to find that while there may be different views of institutions in different regions and in different countries, the similarities actually seem to be more striking than the differences.
I think that's a really excellent observation on the research, that people worldwide kind of get it. People are good judges of what's going on and have fairly common views on the institutions that they used to rely on to show their way into the future, and now they're looking about for others to perhaps guide them.
Which brings us back to where I began here. Of the 47 countries where you had surveys conducted, in 43 of them, a majority said that their government, they believe, does not represent the will of the people. But in four countries, a majority said the government does. Which four countries?
Dominican Republic, Israel, Luxembourg, and Malaysia. Absent are such leading democracies as America and the United Kingdom. 66% of people worldwide do not believe that their countries are run by the will of the people.
Doug Miller, thanks a lot for talking with us today.
Pleasure.
Doug Miller is the president of Environics International, a public opinion firm. He spoke to us from Toronto.